Time to get the dirt on all of Hollywood. The Hollywood Report with Rosie LaDue.
Comedian Cat Williams was arrested this morning after police received a call about a suspect with a gun at a popular nightclub. They arrived at the Supper Club after calls were received about a man brandishing a gun. Officers identified Williams as the suspect, although they did not find a gun on his person. A search of his vehicle turned up an unregistered handgun. Cat was released without any charges as police investigate who owns the weapon. Wyclef Jean's Haiti charity is set to close following allegations of financial mismanagement. He co-founded Yaley Haiti in 2004. The charity was investigated by the New York Attorney General and reportedly went out of business. The reports alleged that an audit of the organization from 2005 through 2009 found mismanagement of expenses, among other things. Speaking of mismanaging money, California's Financial Tax Board has put singer Dionne Warwick on blast, placing her on the latest list of the top 500 people and businesses owing the most in unpaid taxes. Warwick owes California $2.6 million and has been delinquent since 2003. Seven Arts Entertainment is suing In The Zone Entertainment regarding the distribution rights to DMX's recently released album Undisputed. Seven Arts has sued In The Zone for reportedly breaking an agreement to distribute the album in February. They're seeking over $6 million in damages. In related news, rapper DMX has devoted his life to spirituality by becoming a church deacon. He has been ordained as a deacon at his local ministry in New York and hopes to give his first sermon soon. Rapper Flo Rida is being sued by ADT Home Security Company, who claims in 2009 they wired his home with a security that included a dozen of sensors, smoke detectors, and at least 27 security cameras. According to the suit, he paid the initial $19,000 deposit, but after the work was completed, he never paid the remaining balance of $38,000. The judge in Halle Berry's custody case, in which she's asking permission to take her daughter to Paris permanently, is ready to rule, and the decision could come down this week. The judge has heard both sides of the story and is ready to rule. Beyonce will perform at the Super Bowl halftime show. After the news broke through an anonymous source, the singer took to her blog to confirm her performance. Congratulations are in order for rapper Tyga and his girlfriend Blac Chyna, who welcomed the baby boy to the world. King Kario Stevenson was born last night.